We are all watching the numbers. The number of confirmed cases of COVID-19 now tops 1 million. Tens of thousands of people have died from the disease. The number of people unemployed rises every week as we stay at home to slow the pandemic. The big economic number here is $2 trillion. That is the dollar amount of the stimulus package approved by Congress last week. We wanted to know how the U.S. plan compares with those of other countries. Economist Jason Furman led President Obama's team of economic advisors in the White House, and he says European countries got a head start on economic stimulus. Take Denmark, for example.
The employers, the labor unions, and the government in Denmark sat down and said, don't fire people. The government will pay 75% of your wages. You have to pay 25%, and the workers have to effectively work for free for 5 days. So all three groups are, you know, contributing something to make this work. In France, they have a paid leave system paid by the state. And if you operate a small business and your worker can't work right now, you're going to continue to pay them and you'll get reimbursed by the government. For the person who can't work, it's seamless. They're getting paid the same. For the employer, they're getting reimbursed. So a lot of these are expanding on institutions and systems that European countries already had.
You know, the example of France, where I believe a friend of yours got instructions from the government to just keep paying his nanny.
Yeah. So a friend of mine in France has a nanny, and she can't work now because of this. And she got a letter from the government saying if she can't work, continue to pay her and, you know, we'll reimburse you. That is something that would have happened in normal circumstances if, say, the nanny, you know, got pregnant and had a child and got parental leave. And that same system is just taken and seamlessly expanded to these circumstances in a way that's completely different from what we have here.
There was a vigorous debate in Washington over how much cash would go to individuals and how much to big business and who would oversee the spending. What about in other countries? How do politicians work out the details?
Most other countries are parliamentary systems. In the United Kingdom, for example, the Chancellor of the Exchequer comes up with a plan. He sends it to Parliament, and a moment later, they pass it, making essentially no modifications. So those types of systems can react much more quickly. They can also react in a more technocratic manner. If you look at the CARES Act in the United States, it reflects bargaining by Democrats in the House, the Democrats in the Senate, the Republicans in the House, the Republicans in the Senate. Lots of different powerful members of Congress got, you know, little tax breaks and other programs. So it's a bit of a messier hodgepodge, what you see in the United States, than the slightly more clean, streamlined responses you're seeing in a lot of other countries.
So I'm going to do something that I know you economists don't like, but look into the future, if you would. After the health crisis gets under control, which we all know is very difficult to predict, based on how governments are currently managing their economies, can you predict which countries will be back on their feet first?
I hate to do that. Unfortunately, we're going to learn an awful lot from studying the effectively different medicine that different countries are taking. It's almost like a randomized trial happening in real time. But I do think you're going to see places like Germany, Denmark, the Nordic countries that both have a set of social insurance programs in place, but also have an ability to have labor unions work together with employers to weather the storm better.
Jason Furman, an economist at Harvard's Kennedy School of Government. Jason, thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.